from that era.
Have you ever met QLC?
Yeah, actually, I have. I DJed with him a few times. I used to have a night at a monthly night at Calabash.
Oh yeah.
Years ago, like about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and the first night. I brought Kilo to be my guest. An ex-girlfriend of mine was friends with him, and she introduced us. And so it's three days before the gig, and my laptop dies.
No. Oh,
shoot.
And I'm like, yo, I haven't done an all-vinyl set in mad long. I don't even remember the last time I did one. Mm-hmm. And then, so there's that. Then it's also, oh, yeah, and Kilo is my guest.
Mm.
And so we're rocking. I've never been so nervous, bro. I've been all around the world. I've played in front of thousands of people in foreign countries all over the place. I've never been so nervous and anxious as when Kilo was watching me do an all vinyl set for my first time in years, and I could just feel his gaze like burning a hole through me. Every time I looked over, he's just like,
bro, one of the best,
analyzing and scrutinizing everything I was doing, because he's the man. He's like
one of the best, bro, in the world, bro. Yeah. He's as dope as Rock Raider, bro.
Oh, bro, he's like,
you know,
yeah, he's like, you know, he's like the Grandmaster Flash of Vancouver.
He is not even Vancouver, bro.
Canada.
But I don't know, man. The dude can go anywhere in hand, man.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, I came up on Kilo. You know, we're very close and stuff like that, cool. In the sense of seeing him. And I remember with the Hungry Eye, right? And on one table, one deck, he's got the snare. The other snare, he's got the kick, right? Yeah. And the beats he can make, man, the guy's, he's unbelievable.
Yeah,
man.
One hand in each, like doing the
oh, yeah, the kick and the snare. Oh, yeah, oh bro.
That's like, classic.
Unbelievable.
That's a classic technique right there.
He's unbelievable in many aspects. But yeah, sorry, I just wanted to say, you know, give appreciation and heads up to, you know, Kilo C.
Shout out to Kilo C.
Yeah, shout out Kilo C. And rest in peace to the incredible Ease, who was the host of the show.
Oh!
He was basically the first, like, Vancouver rapper ever. First guy to press anything on wax. Yeah, the true legend, man. And him and Kilo held it down every Tuesday night from midnight till 2.
Oh, yeah. When did Ease pass?
Oh, when did Ease pass? Maybe like 8 years ago or something.
I think
like
I did hear something about that. Yeah, rest in peace, man. Ease was a good guy.
It was a big thing. Like, I remember when it happened, like, dudes like Z-Trip and huge American DJs were posting about him and stuff and mm-hmm. offering their condolences and stuff. So he definitely had a huge impact, not just locally, but globally, I would say.
For sure. Very, very nice guy.
So that's basically it in a nutshell right there, how my musical influences, how I started DJing.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
So, and it's so good when you come up on music like Hall & Oates and all the different stuff, so you hear all the different tones.
To this day, Steely Dan is still my favorite band, and that's because of my dad's always playing Steely Dan when I was a kid. They're still my favorite, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
There's most definitely a lot of knowledge being kicked today, you know what I mean? And you know, for the listener, man, you know, if you don't know some of these names, highly recommend that you check in and tap in and go look them up, right? You know, I know for myself as an artist, it's so important to, you know, look back at, like, where a lot of the, you know, the origins of this sound came from, you know, and how hip-hop really formulated. And, you know, we always talk about how, you know, the manifestation of hip hop has literally become the root to like all music. It's like you can literally put any type of genre music into a hip hop rhythm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Like anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't matter if it's electronic, if it's classical, if it's country, if it's rock. You know what I mean?
It's polka.
If it's polka. You know what I'm saying? If it's punk.
Anything goes, man.
Literally, bro. Yeah, that the kick in the snare, man. I'm telling you, the boof boof. You know what I mean? Look at Rage Against the Machines. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? There's the way that it meshes with every sound, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, hip-hop is, you know, it does consist of five elements, right? And so, you know, we've had a lot of different, let's just say we've had a majority of one element so far and on the show, which is artists, you know?
Yeah.
And so now we tap it into the lyricists. DJ, you know what I'm saying? And this is a huge part of...
Well, there'd be no hip-hop without the DJ.
Yeah, no doubt.
There'd be no hip-hop without
the DJ.
I got to meet Kool Herc, you know what I mean? I got to build with Kool Herc, you know what I'm saying? And like...
Was that Beat Street?
It was at Beat Street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was out of town.
Me and my man's both. Him, back.
back in the day.
Yeah.
Me in the modern day.
And Sean, you know.
I went to 1520 Cedric and Cedar in the Bronx back in 2007.
Oh.
I went on this thing called the Hush Hip Hop Tour
with
Grandmaster Caz.
Okay.
So I went on a family trip to New York with my mom, my grandmother, and my girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on the tour. They take us on a little shuttle, and it's just like 20 of us in this little shuttle with Grandmaster Caz, like, as our guide and our host. And we went to 1520 Cedric and Cedar, and we pull up, and it was whole, like, at the time, the whole city was under scaffolding, like, everything was being, you know, whatever. And so we couldn't, usually they let people go inside the building, but they wouldn't let us in that time. So we just kind of kicked it outside and took a pic with the address, whatever. And we get back to the shuttle, and we're about to head out, and I look over, and I see, like a film crew, like a big mic boom, and a guy with a camera, and I'm looking closer, and there's a guy in the center. I'm like, yo, I think that's KRS-One right there, bro.
No,
so I'm like, yo, Kaz, stop the bus. I think KRS-One's over there. And he's like, what? He runs over, talks, and he's like, waves us all over. Sure enough, it was him.
Yeah.
And he stopped he was doing some type of interview or something, and he stopped the whole thing to talk with us. And there was, like, people in the tour that are from Sweden and, like, from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just happened to be this total chance encounter that I happened to look over in the basketball court at that one moment and saw him there and stopped the shuttle. And it was the wildest moment, bro. It was so, I'm like, how, like, you know, I had the most incredible, like, New York hip hop experience, bro.
It's meant to be, right?
Cruising around the Bronx with Kaz, and then we see the Blastmaster just chilling there, doing an interview. It was like, it was insane, bro.
That is, man.
Yeah.
And I know that they're building the hip hop museum right now too, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's supposed to be, you know, good to go this year, right? So I know that's going to be fire, man. But we're going to run into a PSA, and then we're going to get into one of D-Rex joints and run some dope music for y'all. Hey, yo, Guilty, hit him with the number.
778.
Boom.
782.
Boom.
25.
Boom, boom.
7-3. And if you really want to know English, it's 3.
We bilingual, baby. Let's go.
7-3. Hit it in the French there, DG.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, don't do that.
Said we did the 573 CJSF Radio. Merci beaucoup.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Picture all dudes and no shit. My Puerto Rican dudes made the wine. We was fine. 190 water. Got a visit from my daughter. My snow money got my little money. We look well. It's hard to get a job from the jail. You've been convicted. Your search is restricted off the jump. You ain't gonna get it in a lump like you think. Legal. We all want the eagle. If you ain't in the bubble, you facing trouble. Go get us. Yeah, I know. But as the boss considers, throw some resume on that. Employed another day. Con Ed is not that. Cable man is fucking with the brown downstairs. The grays in my head show wisdom. Stress, success, duress. All things above, this is done out of love. I should have been a lawyer. No, a Georgetown hoist. Should have stayed in job court.
I get paid when the record is made. Welcome to reality.
And my mentality is
be cheaper if I just got the job.
I had to hustle hard, never give up.
Get the dough, got to run the show.
We get the job done.
It ain't no shame in our game. We do our thing, son.
I remember times when, say about 97 thoughts was fresh off a breakup. Do I really want to give it up? No one, no label. Death was a hindrance. Autism, hard living. Still, I had the influence to keep the skills sharp. Interviews on the daily job title X-ray. Resume could never fail me. But when I realized at the start of the act, was this your last job? Name and where it was located at? Besides the hospital, how I explained the last 3 years or more tour overseas on the plane. Off the books, under the table, and tax free. Till I stop abruptly, industry, it got the best of me. Remember
remember vividly the supervisor asking, looking at your app, it says here that you was rapping. This came from Denmark, London, you wasting time here. Fucking with me, it seems you're calling this the rhyme now.
Should've stayed in job court.
I get paid when the record is with me. Welcome to reality.
And my mentality just
be if I just got the job.
I had to hustle hard, never give up.
I got to hit the dough, got to run the show.
We get the job done.
It ain't no shame in our game, we do our thing, son.
The university employs coach and touch little boys. I can't keep a job, but you hire that slot.
Hell, I'm rapping, but at the end, what's gonna happen? There's no pension plan, no long-term structure. Income flux, so one day you great, the next day you waiting on your slave. It's a cycle. Bring back Michael, he can feed the world. But for me and my girl, I'm the hunter.
Had my time behind bars, green streets, stupid shit. Suspended, up, pending, probation, minor hits. Time hard, peer struggle, lifespan ticking on. Trying to make it come up, seem the distant wish, then it's gone. We readjust, do the game, change situation. Some fail to realize, niggas fall to intimidation. Scared of the shine, then what the hell do you do it for? You keeping the game, they dirty boys and all the whores.
Should've stayed in job court.
I get paid when the record is with me.
Got to run the show.
We get the job done.
It ain't no shame in our game. We do our thing, son.
The Mandingo style takes a strong back and total breath control. If properly mastered, one's skin becomes impervious to swords, spears, and fire, even bullets. Ultimately, one becomes invincible.
I'd like to see if you can match my deadly Shaolin technique.
Right fist.
Right. Chef sharpens blade. Scorpion strike.
My design is like fine wine drip. Courtney spelled it, yo. He jumped out of a bag with a blip. Kept coughing with a mask on his flow. It's windy, kept blowing. Me to scarf is Fendi, copping too much for the whiz. Other day she tried to drive the guard right off the bridge. I was hired out, you know the speed since the leaves were stripe. I'm just a big hustle, my guns from Dykeman. Running like Starks and them hands was flooded. 25th, slip up on the roof and park. And we want to shoot everything that ain't ours. Now we want the loot every day and bring flowers. Copy gas, like the reef at my glass I flex. Get your bling on, eat out in Pakistan, your legs. Shoot big for the stars you laying down. To represent the big mighty bars you laying down. 100.
The massive rebel is ruled. I put my feet on your table. Spitting your food, it's a small thing. You were offspring. Young boy, lose your tongue, boy. Watch how you talk to a king. You heard me? I'm built sturdy. Still in the field dirty. Amazon in my prime, I bring it real early. Like that, get it right in the sack. Tell her why I tap. I be on money like tax. A law math, marvelous craft. Carve a path. I charge 2K, every bar and a half. Counting cash in the rec room. Bumping that deck tune. Respect for select few, the rest is. Hip hop deck, keep it fresh in a ziplock. See me in the S6, whipping through gridlock. Big shot, stealing your meal, you on Ramadan. I'm all day with the smoke like Tommy John.
Hold the iron mic steady. One eye on the petty, other eye on the petty. Start the clock, I'm ready. My name hold weight on the block, all heavy. As a father, I figured y'all popped already. Got shot already. I'm pissed in the plot, y'all buried. Rolling on the watch, all present. We'll drive to the top, Andretti. And beyond contrary, lot of paper getting dropped, confetti. Suckers try to knock me out the box like Skelly. Once upon a time, this is not like Skrelly. The script on the plot, not Reggie. We cop, but the cops know this 12 players, not R. Kelly. Smell me, don't try and tell me I ain't necessary. I'm legendary, bone crusher, I ain't never scary. See, ordinarily, I'm just extra short.
Your iron lung technique is unmatched. It's top notch. It's incredible.
It's unbeatable.
Style to choose from.
Right.
I like to try your poppy wardrobe style. Forgive me, master.
big rings on the finger. Truck all glittery. Ladies love Kappa, cause I'm still shivering.
My name on a thousand, you know I keep thousand. Kiss them on the face, I'm buttoning their blouses. Keep a nice big dicks, beautiful trousers. All my gators get money, and I hustle a lot. If you violate me, then I'ma spoil your plot. Gravitate, stupid crabs, we eradicate. No disrespect, it's only dollars we collect. Go hard, so protect your neck. Good life, that's what I should like, we should like. All day, wish honey's a good night. Push me always, and my money's a good fight. I bite your ear off when it's time to get higher. High wardrobe king, all kinds of outfits. My whole repertoire is just rhymes and outlets. I don't gotta worry, cause y'all don't know nothing. I'll be outside and y'all be so fronting. Try to ride with y'all, but y'all no function. Stop trying to rhyme, none of y'all can spit. All of y'all, you can suck up.
Your technique is second to none.
Right.
That was a magnificent display of the Mandingo style.
Quite impressive. Right. Now witness my Shaolin sword style.
Splendid.
Clan and mathematics, we do it for everybody, even the maggots.
Box with God.
JP, Priest, Sheik. See, in these times we gotta take one step forward. Put one foot in front of the other.
JP.
My brother, yo, check this out.
Early natives related to the thrones of David, captured by some patriots and thrown on slave ships. They strip us naked while the wise pick their favorite. Lives were wasted in the hands of the hated, driven from the God. Now we starving in the modern Sodom. They call it Harlem. Worldly problems got us at the bottom. The earth crisis had the righteous grabbing ice picks, seeking psychics for advices. I stay in ciphers. Our life is connected to the second son of Isaac, which had a tight grip on the heels of his brother, revealed to his mother. The elder should serve the younger. Words heard in thunder. Hell from under rose and plagued the glowing hunger. Now it's cold as summers. The soldier slumbers. Behold the number 600. 6 3/4. The same as he saw. Who ate his meat raw? In the time before, they climb aboard a dinosaur. Information held behind the doors. We came from the atmosphere. The physical trapped us here. Then they gave us crack and beer. In the back of the stairs. Please adapt your ears. Add or subtract the years. Inform the unwise and watch the sun rise from sunset. None slept. One flesh, one breath. One step. 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 One flesh, one breath.
Devil's marvel. They caught us playing with the gold marbles. We wrote novels. Now we live life in the bottle. Before the devil sold me to the unholy. He called my father Toby. I live life amongst the lowly. Lowly, lowly, lowly. President just ordered the Navy to hit the borders of Haiti. Slaughter babies from the waters of Euphrates. Maybe they sent germs that polluted our sperm and made us live them circumcised in the serpent eyes. And told us certain lies, and each day a serpent dies. But in the halls of Pharaoh, the walls are narrow. And religion is like a prison for the seekers of wisdom. Now freedom. Let's feed them, feed them. They took the first broker, Jacob, to Jamaica. Promised us 40 acres and a mule. Treated like an animal, understand the Jew. Bought 2 to 50 states. Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. It all relates. 1555 is when we first arrived. We tell jokes with some get high and watch the fish fry.
One step, one flesh, one breath. One step, one flesh, one breath. One step. One flesh, one breath, 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 one step. One flesh, one breath.
One step. One step.
fireman. Call the fireman. It's the fireman. It's the fireman.
One order in the building, baby. Can I get a one order tag right now? Can I get a one order tag, DJ? Oh, I love it. It's one order. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's your host. It's your
so
host.
Much heat in here.
Yo, man.
So hot.
Yeah, can
we need three or four fire departments here. Oh,
man, we need Burnaby, we need Surrey, we need Vancouver.
You know what I mean? All hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
It's looking like Los Angeles right now.
You know what I mean? We got trucks, water all over the place. We don't got a water shortage over here.
Que lo que for my Dominican. Que lo que. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz, CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU. You know what it is. It's your man, Hard Body Dreams.
Alongside you, ILTY, Black, Brilliant, Looming, and Never Conscious Knowledge.
Selector.
Axelman Ishmael.
Okay.
Digital.
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 What's up?
He said, what's up? What's
up? My man, he all, oh man, look, man, you always can count on Digi to hit you with a joke. You know what I'm saying?
One order comedy.
You know what I mean? Shoot. You know. So we had to start that last session off with Sadat X, El De Sensei.
Who did that beat?
I did that beat.
Oh!
I did scratches on it too.
Tell him.
Yo. Scratches. So,
tell them
this, this is a wild story. So, 2011, I'm on Twitter. Sadat X is he has a tweet. He's looking for beats. So I send him a bunch of beats. He hits me back. He's like, "Yeah, there's this one in particular I'm feeling. I'm doing a project with El De Sensei from the Artifacts. I'm gonna send this one to him. See what he thinks." So he sends it. Yeah, they're feeling it. They're gonna use it. I don't know, like a year goes by or something. They got the lyrics done. I'm like, "You guys have anything for the hook?" He says, "No." I said, "I can do some scratches on the hook." They said, "Yeah, do your thing." So I do it. And then we played the waiting game. And 2018, finally the album drops.
Mm.
So I said it took 7 years from the time I sent the beat.
Wow.
By the time the album came out. So these guys like put in a lot of time into this project. But that was like the longest 7 years ever, bro. I'm like, when is the song coming out, man? I'm trying to have a hype placement, and it's taken like 7 years for this track to come out. But it finally came out, and then it was on the, you know, I grew up listening to those guys, Sadat X, Brand Nubian. One of my favorite albums of all time is Sadat X Wild Cowboys.
Mm.
I love that album. And the Artifacts as well, El De Sensei, Tame One, rest in peace, Tame One. I grew up listening to both those guys. So when I, you know, ended up having a beat and some cuts on their album, it was, you know, pretty epic moment for me. So, and the track came out really good, and they got a lot of other crazy features on the album, like Freddie Fox, Ari the Rugged Man.
Mm.
The list goes on and on. So, yeah,
I'm
in good company.
Most definitely, man. Yeah. You know, and that's one thing I definitely appreciate about you, you know, D-Rec, is that, you know, you definitely studied in this culture, you know what I mean?
I have, bro. I grew up, like I said, you know, the artists I listed earlier, like LL Cool J, APMD, NWA, but yeah, like I'm like the most diehard Wu-Head ever, bro. Like Wu-Tang forever, dude. Like it's not just an album title; it's a way of life for me, bro. it's like I came up on all the classic New York stuff. You know, Tribe Called Quest, Gang Starr, De La Soul, the whole Native Tongues movement. Nas, you know,
Jay-Z,
yeah, Mob, obviously, yeah. Like that's really like my favorite. My favorite music in my core is like that 90s New York, Smith & Wesson, Black Moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we play a lot of Smith & Wesson.
Smith & Wesson is one of the greatest ever, dude.
Man, Black Moon's a...
DeShining is but. Top 10 greatest all-time album for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so yeah.
No, and that's what it's about, right? You know what I mean? I think that, you know, we see a lot of... we see a lot of, like, you know, new age artists, and they come in the game, and they don't really have, like, any kind of knowledge of you know, the foundation of this thing, right? And that's kind of, you know, the pro and the con of, you know, the internet era, you know what I'm saying? Like, and where we are today, where it's like, it's cool that you don't actually have to go into a studio now. You can make your own studio, right? You don't have to go and pay thousands of dollars per se, right? Because you can do everything from home. However, it also creates a whole, it also manufactures a factory of clones, you know what I mean? And this is my humble opinion, is that I think there's a lot of music after 2012, you know, like the Obama eras and stuff like that, right? You know, where, you know, rap took a total different lane switch, you know? I think that for sure, Brothers was always rapping about, you know, the struggle, the streets, right? But the way that it was delivered was very eloquent, you know what I'm saying? Whereas now it's so abrupt and in your face, and you know, I heard a saying, like, you know, before it was rappers trying to be gangster, now it's gangsters trying to be rappers, yeah, right?
And these reversal.
Right? And yeah, these kids are, you know, these kids got bodies and they killing each other, they talking about smoking each other and like all of this weird thing. Like, so, you know, as somebody who's come up throughout the ages of this thing, how do you see, you know, the state of hip hop right now?
I think it's overall it's good. You know what I mean? Like, there's always been, you know, through all the different eras of hip hop, there's always been, you know, that commercial element to it, or like, mm-hmm, that, you know, the dudes that are faking the funk or whatever, like go back, yes, to like Vanilla Ice and whatever back in the day, right?
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, but there's always been, it's always been a very, like, the duality of hip hop has always been there and it's always gonna stay there, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, but there's, you know, there's always gonna be something that appeals to everybody forever, I believe. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, you know, if you don't like the one thing, there's always gonna be that other thing that you can go listen to if you want. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. So you're saying you always have variety?
Yeah, there's always variety. Just like, you know, with any genre of music. You know what I mean? There's there's, you know, there's always something for everybody. And you know, if you don't like it, just don't listen to it.
Pick one, eh?
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. That's the thing about music, it's subjective, right?
Yeah.
What somebody might think that is, you know, is dope, another person might think is trash, right?
Yeah.
And that's most definitely it is the duality of it. And you know, I Jada talked about that too, right? It's like, you know, they asked him the same question. He said, you know, like, you know, for all my elders in the building, you know what I mean? They said that about rap music too, right? In the beginning, that it would just be a fad, yep, right? And look who we are now. What, 52 years now? This is the 52nd year, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like I said earlier.
Technically, I mean, right?
Yeah, technically. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, technically. I'm sure it was kicking around before that, right? Mm-hmm. But, so, you know, going through your bio and looking at all these, you know, these people that you worked with.
The resume.
The resume.
P-Rock, Seal Smooth, check the resume.
You know, you do a lot of work. Well, let's start off with, like, you know, let's talk about some of the local boys that you've done a lot of work with, like, okay, Snack and...
Yeah, Snack the Ripper, I've been working with him since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could kind of say I discovered him. We met at a spot called the Media Club.
I remember that.
Remember the Media Club back in the day? Yeah, we met at the Media Club. I was rolling with a crew called POS. It was like a graffiti crew, but we also did music and stuff as well.
Mm.
And he was in the graffiti scene before he got into rapping, so he knew all these guys, so he knew who I was. I'd worked on put out an album with a couple of dudes from the crew called Triforce Omega, and we put out an album. We kind of made some noise for a bit, and he was familiar with that project, knew who I was. I guess he liked my work or whatever, so he approached me one night at the Media Club and was like, yo, I'm a fan of your work. I'm just getting into music, and I was wondering if you want to sell me some beats. We can maybe work on something. So I was like, yeah, cool. And so I started asking around about him, like, yo, you know this guy Snack, whatever. And they're like, yeah, he's got a crazy style. Yeah, you should definitely work with him. So took him to the studio for the first time, and the first time I ever heard him spit, Like, I got goosebumps. My hair stood up in my arms. I was like, yo, this guy's got it. Like, you know, like that it factor. And so me and another dude from POS Script, he had a home studio and out in Burnaby. And we headed out there once or twice a week. And within a couple months, we had the whole album banged out. And yeah, that was the beginning of it all. We knew, like, I knew that he was gonna like have some success and he was gonna make a name for himself, but he's definitely exceeded my expectations and how far he's taken it. And like, he was so green at the